In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
Let's rise and sing hymn to praise God, hymn number 456.
请我们一同站立，唱赞美诗456首。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Queens.
愿主耶稣的平安与喜乐与我们皇后地区的弟兄姐妹大家同在。
We thank God that we can gather on this Sabbath day, to worship together in God's sanctuary.
我们感谢神有这个机会来到神的圣殿，一同在安息日敬拜。
And also, I thank God that I have this opportunity to worship with you in Queens, this Sabbath, because it has also been a while.
并且小弟也感谢神，是小弟这个机会能够再次来到皇后区与大家分享神的话。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the topic, Priscilla and Aquila.
今天早上想与大家分享的题目是百基拉与雅居拉。
Tomorrow, I think many of us may be attending a wedding ceremony here in Queen's Church.
相信我们在位的许多弟兄姐妹明天会参加在我们皇后这边所举行的一场婚礼。
In fact, I noticed there are some of our members, who are from out of town that are joining with us today, and I assume they are attending the wedding.
小弟也注意到有一些弟兄姐妹是从其他地区来，有的是远地来，相信你们是来参加明天这场婚礼。
This morning I'd like to share about a little bit about marriage and family.
因此今天早上小弟想分享关于婚姻以及家庭的道理。
In the Bible, after the four Gospels is the book of Acts.
圣经里四福音结束，接下来就是使徒行传。
And the book of Acts records the early history of the church.
使徒行传所记载的是教会早期的发展。
And when you read the book of Acts, you meet several families in this early Christian church.
当我们读使徒行传的时候，我们会读到在教会中几个家庭。
And so we get a glimpse of how these families in the early church were.
可以借着观看这些家庭来一起探讨查考他们家庭是怎么样运转运作的。
We meet the family of Timothy.
我们有读过提摩太的一家人。
His father was Greek and not a believer.
他的父亲是希利尼人或者是希腊人，他不是信徒。
His mother was Jewish but later came to believe in Jesus.
他的妈妈原本是犹太人，后来归主。
But later, Timothy also was a fervent believer and worker for the Lord.
不过后来，提摩太也成为神家中很有用的工人。
We meet the family of the Philippian jailer.
在《使徒行传》，我们也到腓立比的禁主的一家人。
Later, he and his whole household were baptized.
我们也知道他和他全家最后受了洗。
So where Timothy, his family was not completely in Christ, but here we see the Philippian jailer's family was completely in Christ.
因此我们有不是全家信主的，像提摩太这家人，也有全家一起归主的，就像信主一家人。
Later we meet Cornelius's family.
后来我们也读到了哥尼流的一家人。
Cornelius's family also was all baptized.
哥尼流也是全家一起受洗。
In fact, they were the first Gentile family to believe in Jesus.
并且他们是第一家是非犹太人信主的。
But the Bible also especially records that Cornelius was a very devout family, he and his whole family.
圣经特别记载哥尼流和他一家人是非常虔诚敬畏神的一家。
So this is one step further.
这已经是进了一步。
Right? We can all be baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ, but then not always are we all devout as a family.
因为是的，也许我们可以全家信主，全家一起受洗，可是不见得我们会是虔诚敬畏神的一家人。
In the book of Acts, we also meet a worker named Philip.
在使徒行传，我们也读过一个工人，他名是腓力。
And there's one verse that records that he had four daughters that prophesied.
有一个经节记载，他有四个女儿，四个女儿都说预言当先知。
In other words, they were preaching in the church.
也就是说，他们在教会里传道。
Here we see that it's another family all in the Lord, and not only devout, but also all serving God together.
腓力家人不但全家信主，也不但全家忠心敬畏神，而是全家一起侍奉。
Right. And finally, we meet a family, Priscilla and Aquila.
那最后一家人是百基拉和雅居拉。
And this is the family I'd like to spend the most time on this morning.
我们今天早上就尽量花时间来查考百基拉和雅居拉。
And we will use a few verses in Romans as our text. text this morning.
我们来引用罗马书的几个经节来做我们今天查考的基础。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
请看罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章。
Let's read verse 3.
请看第三节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 3.
罗马书十六章第三节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 3.
罗马书十六章三节。
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
第三节，问百基拉和雅居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
第四节，也为我的命将自己的颈项直至肚外啊！不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
Let's read verse 5.
请看第五节。
Likewise, greet the church that is in their house.
又问他们家中的教会安。
What makes a good Christian family?
我们怎么样来定义好的基督化的家庭？
Actually, here, how Paul describes Priscilla and Aquila is a great model for all of us to aspire to.
这边我们刚读过保罗对百基拉、雅居拉的描述，其实是我们很好的一个模范。
I'd like to share a few points for our mutual encouragement.
小弟想分享几点，当我们彼此的参考勉励。
The first point comes from the first few words in verse 3.
第一是来自第三节这边。
Paul says, greet Priscilla and Aquila.
第一，我们注意到保罗说问百基拉、雅居拉安。
Actually, if you look at the whole context of Romans chapter 16,
如果我们看罗马书十六章的整个上下文。
Actually, it is Paul ending a letter written to the believers in Rome.
这是保罗写给罗马的信徒的信的结尾。
And even though he had never been to the church in Rome, he knew many members that had moved there.
虽然他本人没有到过罗马这个地区，不过他认识那边有一些信徒曾经搬到罗马。
So if you just skim from verse 1 to verse 16,He greets many, many people.
所以如果我们读第一节到十六节，我们可以看出他问候很多人的安。
Right.So, the context is Paul greeting people who are in the Lord.
所以这一段的上下文是保罗问一些主内弟兄姐妹的安。
So, what makes a good Christian marriage?
因此，怎样才算成功的基督化的婚姻？
The first point to share is that we should be married in the Lord.
第一，我们应当分享的是要主内联婚。
This is the principle of the Bible.
这是圣经的原则。
That we should marry within the same faith.
圣经告诉我们要以同信仰的配偶来结婚。
So especially for those here who are not married yet.
因此，特别是对我们还未婚的弟兄姐妹。
We should take this message of the Bible into our hearts.
我们应该真的把圣经的信息灌入我们心中。
This is the message in the Old Testament.
旧约的原则信息是这样。
Just like how Nehemiah and Ezra, they were very angry at the people, the Jewish people, because they intermarried with pagans.
当年尼希米和以斯拉他们很愤怒那一些跟外邦人联婚的犹太人。
But this message also found in the New Testament.
可是新约的原则信息也是相同的。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
请看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
Verse 39.
三十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39.
哥林多前书七章三十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39.
哥林多前书七章三十九节。
Verse 39. A wife is bound by law.As long as her husband lives. But if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord.
39节，丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的。丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由随意再嫁，只是要嫁这在主里面的人。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul actually is writing to the Corinthian church all about principles in marriage.
哥林多前书第七章是保罗所写的信，他所提到的是婚姻的原则。
And at the very end, he addresses those who may be widowed.
在尾段这边，他这些建议是给那一些寡妇。
So while husband and wife are still living, they are bound to each other.
他提到丈夫和太太活着的时候，他们是彼此约束。
They should not separate.
他们不应该分离。
But if the husband dies,
可是如果丈夫去世,
then the widow is released from this binding law.
这位妻子, 这位寡妇就已经不再, 以她之前的婚姻被约束。
And she can marry again.
她可以再婚。
But you can see here, Paul says, only in the Lord.
可是我们也注意到, 保罗说只是要, 嫁在主内的人。
So if we think about it,For if Paul has this instruction for widows,
我们想一想，如果保罗对这些寡妇的吩咐是如此
，and you can think about widows probably have less chance and less choice than they had when they were younger.
我们可以联想到，她身为寡妇，应该她选择的配偶比年轻比起来还少。
And yet Paul did not say you can marry whoever you want.
可是保罗说，因为你这个情况，你可以随意来嫁给人。
But for widows, he also said only in the Lord.
他对这些寡妇的原则也是一致的，是要主内嫁娶。
So then, how much more should we who are not yet married at all also marry in the Lord?
所以我们还单身的弟兄姐妹，我们还更应当如此在主内结婚。
So for those of us, the youth who are here, we need to keep this message in mind.
对于我们在座的青年，我们应当注意这一节。
This is the principle both in the Old and New Testament.
因为这是新旧约一致的信息。
Now for those who are already married,
对于那些已经结婚的弟兄姐妹
we thank God that God has given us a spouse.
我们感谢主耶稣赐给我们一生的配偶。
And we thank God that if they are in the Lord, we should give even more thanks.
如果他是主内的弟兄姐妹，我们更应当感谢神。
But if we have a spouse who is not yet in the Lord,
可是假如我们的配偶还没有信主，
then we need to do our best to bring them into the Lord.
我们应该尽心尽力来想办法求神把他使他们归主。
Right. For then we could have the same values.
这样我们的价值观就是同样的。
And then that way, when we are raising children, then it also helped instill the same values onto that children.
这样我们培养下一代的时候，就一个一个共同可以灌输我们儿女的一个价值观。
And in fact, with somebody with the same faith by our side, it is much easier to walk this journey.Of faith to heaven together.
并且如果有一个人是同信仰陪伴着我们走这个天国路，我们走起来就比较快了，比较容易。
So the first principle we learn from Priscilla and Aquila is we should be in the Lord, should we have a marriage in the Lord.
所以我们今天对巴基拉亚基拉的查考，第一个原则就是要在主内联婚。
Now let's turn back to Romans chapter 16.
请我们回到罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16, let's continue to read verse 3, the second half.
请我们继续读第三节，我们请看下半句。
Romans chapter 16, the second half of verse 3.
罗马书十六章第三节。
My fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
保罗提到，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工。
This gives us a second goal to aspire to.
这是我们身为基督徒还有基督化的家庭的第二个目标。
What makes a good Christian family?
我们怎样定义基督化的家庭？
We should center our marriage on serving God.
我们的婚姻的中心点应该是服侍神。
We know that if we look around and look into our friends, look into our relatives.
我们如果看了我们的亲戚朋友。
And we see those who are married.
如果我们看我们的家人，看到那一些已经结婚的。
We can see different families, they center their marriage on different things.
我们可能可以注意到不同的家庭，他们所着重、所追求的都有一点不同。
Some marriages, their focus of their marriage is on working, career.
有一些婚姻的追求是他是生意或者是职业。
Making money.
就是赚钱。
There's some marriages, they are centered on the children.
有些婚姻的中心点是小孩。
Everything revolves around the children.
所有家庭的运作事物都是中心都是小孩。
Right. And then some marriages is focus on pleasure.
有的婚姻是着重在享乐享受。
So the couple may travel all over the world.
这种的夫妻他们可能世界各地去游玩。
Or they wine and dine at the finest restaurants.
或者是在高级餐厅喝酒吃饭。
But then there's also some marriages, their marriage is centered on serving God.
不过还有另外一种的婚姻，他们的中心点就是服侍神。
So much of their free time is spending with people who are the members in the church or people who are seeking after the truth.
因此这样的夫妻，他们大部分的时间是用在跟弟兄姐妹在一起团契，跟慕道朋友分享道理。
Of course, the other marriages, the other things they're focused on,This is not mutually exclusive from serving God.
当然不是说要服侍神就不能追求其他婚姻的追求。
Of course, we can enjoy some pleasure. Of course, we must raise our children well. Of course, we need to make money.
当然我们必须努力做工赚钱，我们必须培养我们的儿女，我们也可以享受我们的一生。
But the point here is, what is the focus of the marriage?
可是重点是我们婚姻的焦点所着重的地方是什么？
Here, the Priscilla and Aquila, the focus of their marriage was on serving the Lord.
对于百基拉和亚基拉，他们的生活的中心点是服侍神。
So we know how hard Paul worked for the Lord.
我们知道保罗本人他多么的努力来服侍神。
Here he was willing to call Priscilla and Aquila my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
他这边承认并且愿意称百基拉与亚基拉为他的同工。
So in what way did Priscilla and Aquila serve the Lord?
所以百基拉和亚基拉是用什么方法来服侍神呢？
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
请看使徒行传十八章。
Turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18, verse 1.
使徒行传十八章第一节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 1.
使徒行传十八章第一节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 1.
使徒行传十八章一节。
After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth.
第一节，这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them.
第二节，遇见一个犹太人，名叫亚居拉，他生在本都，因为克劳蒂命犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻子百基拉从意大利来。保罗就投奔了他们。
Verse 3.
第三节。
So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers.
他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们做工。
So here it records the meeting of Paul and Aquila and Priscilla.
这是保罗遇见百基拉、亚基拉的过程。
And how did Priscilla and Aquila serve the Lord?
百基拉和亚基拉是怎么样服侍神呢？
Actually, they did not serve the Lord full time.
他们不是全职全时间的服侍。
And in the same way, in the church today, God does not call every family to serve the Lord full time.
同样的，在神的教会中，不是每个家庭都必须全职的来服侍神。
But we can see Priscilla and Aquila, they had their own full-time job.
我们看出百基拉和亚居拉他们有他们自己的事业。
And the English translation says they were tent makers.
他们这边说他们是造帐篷的。
But also it could be translated as leather workers.
其他翻译也可以将做他们是皮匠。
And usually at that time, leather workers or tent makers, they would have a stand in the market in the city.
当时的制造帐篷的专家或者是皮匠，他们是在市场上有他们的摊位。
And actually, having this type of job was actually quite helpful in ministry.
因此我们可以联想到有这种的职业对传福音是有益的。
Because they would have a stall in the main street, in the city, and then people could come in, and while they're working, they can also talk with people.
因为他们在这个城市的主要街道有他们的摊位，他们在卖他们的产品的同时，可以跟别人分享主的福音。
So even though they were not full time, they used their free time, to minister to others.
即使他们不是全时间的服侍神，他们以他们空闲的时间来侍奉其他弟兄姐妹。
So they really had a heart of volunteering.
所以他们真的有愿做的心。
And this is something we can think about too.
这是我们自己可以反省思想的一件事。
Another thing to keep in mind is that Aquila and Priscilla were willing to relocate for the sake of the ministry.
再过来，巴基拉和亚基拉，他们愿意因福音的缘故来搬移。
If we read verse 2 again,
我们如果看第二节,
we see that this family spent time in at least two other places.
我们看到, 这个家庭除了在, 献祭这个地方以外, 他们还住过两个地方。
Right? Aquila was born in Pontus.
这边说到亚居拉, 他生在本都。
This is the northern part of Asia Minor.
本都是小亚细亚北边的一个地方。
Right. And then we see in verse 2, the second part, they had spent time in Rome.
第二节也提到他们曾经住过罗马。
So if you look at a map,
我如果看地图,
Asia Minor and Rome, this is pretty far.
小亚细亚离罗马是非常遥远的。
In the middle is Greece.
那中间是希腊。
So in order to move from Pontus to Rome, you would have to cross two seas.
如果要从本都搬到罗马, 要跨过两个海。
This was not easy back then.
那当时, 走那么遥远的路并不简单。
And then you can see they were forced to leave Rome.
因此我们也看到他们也是 被强制要离开罗马。
So then they went to Corinth, which is in Greece.
所以再过来他们来到 希腊的哥林多。
So if you put have a mental image of this map.
如果我们 想象这个地图。
Right, they went from the east to the west and then back to the middle.
他们是由东 转移西又来到中间。
Let's also continue to read.
我们继续读下去。
Let's read the same chapter, verse 18.
请看同样18章第18节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 18.
使徒行传18章18节。
So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria, and Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Centuria, for he had taken a vow.
18节。 保罗又住了多日，就辞别了弟兄，坐船往叙利亚去。百基拉、亚居拉和他同去。他因为许过愿，就在间隔里剪了头发。Verse
19节
And
he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews.
19节，到了以弗所，保罗就把他们留在那里，自己进了会堂，和犹太人辩论。
Verse 20,
20节,
when they asked him to stay a longer time with them, he did not consent.
20节, 众人请他多度些日子, 他却不许, 他不允。
Verse 21, but 20节, took leave of them.
就辞别他们。
Okay, so here we see Aquila and Priscilla, after meeting Paul, they travel with Paul.
在百基拉和亚基拉遇见保罗之后, 他们跟保罗,
and so they even went to Syria, all the way back to the east.
一直到这个东边的叙利亚跟随着保罗。
And then they went a little bit more west to Ephesus, which is on the west coast of Asia Minor.
然后又往西走，跟着保罗走，走到亚细亚的西边。
What we see here is that the marriage of Priscilla and Aquila was very flexible in terms of where they were living.
我们可以看出百基拉和亚基拉对他们所住的地方非常的有弹性。
The reason why they were so flexible is because they went wherever they could serve the Lord.
那他们的弹性是来自于他们愿意服侍神的心智。
Remember, here, eventually Paul left them in Ephesus.
我们在这边, 可以看到保罗, 这帮, 将他们留在以弗所。
So in Ephesus, they met a worker called Apollos.
在以弗所，他们遇见了一个叫亚波罗的工人。
And because Apollos knew about the gospel, but not completely, they heard him and then corrected him.
因为亚波罗他了解福音，可是不了解完全，所以亚基拉和百基拉将他更正。
So then they took him aside, corrected him, and then Apollos became a very powerful worker for the Lord.
他们私底下把道理向亚波罗 说清楚, 保罗就成为在教会中很重要的工人。
And remember, we were reading the book of Romans in the beginning.
我们记得当初我们读到罗马书那一段。
Right? Paul was greeting the brethren in Rome.
保罗是在请问那些住在罗马弟兄姐妹的安。
So eventually, Priscilla and Aquila eventually moved back to Rome.
所以这代表百基拉和亚基拉最后又搬回了罗马。
So just think about all this traveling that this couple did.
我们想一想，他们这样一直搬来搬去，真的是很辛苦。
And think about how inconvenient it was to move back then.
我们想一想，而且是当时代要搬家是多么的不方便。
And then think about the heart of volunteering, the heart of ministry this couple had.
我们再想，借着他们搬家这个简单的事情，他们可以表明他们对主的服侍。
When we think about all this, we should, aspire to live like them.
当我们想到他们这样的心智追求，我们应该羡慕他们这种生活。
For those of us who are in our studies,
对于我们还在读书的这些弟兄姐妹，
we can pray to God and think about occupations that give us flexibility to serve the Lord.
我们可以向神祷告，并且自己立志来指一些让我们能够多服侍神的一些事业。
There's some occupations really they take up a lot of time.
有的职业是真的需要我们很多的时间下去。
We might work a lot of hours and may work make a lot of money, but then we have no time to serve the Lord.
说不定我们要工作很长的时间，说不定因此我们赚了很多钱，可是结果就是没有时间服侍神。
So we can, if we still have the ability to change and to direct our future, we should do the best that we can.
我们如果还是有机会来转业，来决定我们的未来，我们应该借着此来考虑要怎样服事。
And the other thing we can think about is that our family, our marriage, we can also have this flexibility to relocate for the sake of ministry.
再过来，我们考虑我们的家庭，我们的婚姻，我们是否有为主耶稣的缘故来搬家这种弹性。
We know that today in the United States we have about 26 churches and prayer houses.
如今在美国，我们有大概26个教会还有祈祷所。
And then on top of that, we have about 7 to 8 places of worship.
在这以外，我们还有7-8个聚会点。
Right.So in total, we have no more than 35 places where people gather to worship.
所以总共我们有大概30几个可以聚会的地方。
And most of this is concentrated on the East Coast and the West Coast.
那这一些大部分是集中在东岸和西岸。
But we are called to share the gospel to everybody.
不过圣经所教导的是我们要向万人宣传福音。
And we need to start right here at home.
那我们传福音的开始当然是从近的，从家里开始。
Right, and of course, look into our country here too.
那我们如果看美国这个大地
if we just divide the number of places of worship by the number of states, we don't even have one place of worship per state.
我们如果把美国的州除以我们的聚会点的数量，我们还不到一州有一个聚会点。
So in the future, if we have opportunities to relocate to developing areas.
所以如果将来我们有机会搬到福音还未拓展的地区，
we should give it consideration.
我们应该为了福音的缘故来考虑一下。
And pray that God can guide us.
求神能够帮助我们。
I know that many some members here in Queens also they work out of state.
小弟也了解我们在皇后地区的弟兄姐妹有的是在外州上班。
And we thank God that these members they have this willingness to like open a restaurant or to do business out in other states.
那感谢神，这位弟兄姐妹有这个心智在外州或者是其他比较远的地方来开餐馆开店。
We have this heart to go to other states to make money.
我们既然有这个心智能够到外州来谋生。
But we also should have this heart to go to other places to build up the church of God.
我们应该也可以立下相似的心智来到远地来建设神的教会。
And the best is if we can do this together as a family.
那最好当然是我们能够全家一起这样来做。
Even for the youth, I would encourage the youth to do this after you are married.
甚至是青年，我也鼓励青年在你们结婚之后也可以这样的做。
Because when you go to a place where there's no there's not a large church, it could be very lonely.
因为如果我们到如果年轻人到一个不是 很大的教会的地方，他们可能会觉得寂寞。
And then it's easy to just be conform to the people around you.
那寂寞的时候，我们可能会很容易的就被环境所影响。
But then with a spouse nearby, you could stand firm in your faith together.
不过如果有我们太太先生陪伴着我们，我们可以彼此在信仰上兼顾彼此。
So we can see Priscilla and Aquila, their marriage was centered on serving the Lord.
所以百基拉和亚基拉他们的婚姻的中心点是服侍神。
Right, and this is something that we can aspire to too.
这是我们可以效法的一件事。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 16.
我们请翻回罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16, verse 4.
罗马书十六章第四节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 4.
罗马书十六章四节。
Who risked their own necks for my life, for whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
第四节，也我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
Here we see a third point that we can aspire to.
这是我们第四可以追求的方向。
What makes a good Christian marriage?
怎么样来定义好的基督化婚姻？
It is a marriage that is centered on showing love to others.
这个婚姻也着重在施行爱心。
In the Bible, it says that greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
圣经说，没有比为朋友牺牲生命更大的爱。
And here, Paul especially gives thanks to the Priscilla and Aquila because they were willing to risk their own necks for his life.
这边保罗感谢百基拉、亚基拉的内容，是因为他们愿意将自己的颈项为保罗的缘故置之度外。
This was the type of love he had, the Priscilla and Aquila had for God's workers.
这是亚基拉和百基拉对神的工人所显出的爱心。
But not only that, all the other churches of the Gentiles also give thanks for the love of Priscilla and Aquila.
可是不只是这样，连这些众外邦人的教会也是感谢百基拉、亚基拉的爱。
Today, we don't necessarily have to die in order to show this type of love.
今天我们要显出这种的爱心，我们不一定要丧失掉生命。
Because we might be thinking, how can I show this great love by dying for my friends?
因为我们想到为朋友牺牲生命是最的爱，我们到底怎么样丧失生命？
Right.Especially in the United States, where we have freedom of religion, it's very difficult to die for the sake of faith and for the sake of the ministry.
尤其是我们在美国有宗教自由，我们是想要连想要丧失生命，为着福音的缘故这样做有点困难。
Today, how do we give up our life?
今天我们如何将我们的生命献于别人？
We know that life is time.
我们知道生命就是我们的光阴。
And time is life.
光阴就是我们的生命。
So how do we lay down our life for our friends?
所以我们怎样将我们的生命牺牲给我们的朋友？
Is to be willing to spend time.
当然就是愿意跟他们一起在跟他们在一起。
Think about how often do we...keep in contact with other church members during the week.
我们想想看，在一周之内，我们多少次联系其他教会弟兄姐妹呢？
When we make that call to the other brother or sister,
我们打电话给弟兄姐妹的时候，
we are spending time.
我们就是花时间在他们身上。
That time you could be using on your own things.
这个时间是我们原则上可以用在自己的事情。
But by giving that time, you're giving your life to that person.
可是我们把时间拨出来用在他们身上，就是将我们的生命赐给他们。
How often during the week do we meet with other brothers and sisters?
我们在一周之内有多少次跟弟兄姐妹聚集在一起呢？
To show concern to them.
多少次我们可以这样来关怀我们弟兄姐妹？
By spending time with them, that's also giving our life to them.
我们花时间呢陪伴着他们，跟他们在一起，就是将我们的生命献于他们。
So today we live in a very self-centered society.
今天我们所处的社会是叫我们要自我中心。
And you can see the type of entertainment, the type of technology we have today also is to gratify yourself.
我们今天的科技，我们今天的娱乐都是着重在个人的满足，个人的享受。
When you take public transportation in New York City, almost everyone has their earphones in, listening to their music or watching their TV shows on their phones.
我们如果在纽约市坐公共交通，我们 可能已经注意到，大部分的人都是塞着耳机，或者是看自己的平板电脑电话。
Right. So the trend of this world is to pleasure yourself.
世界的潮流是个人的满足的追求。
But Christian values is to serve others.
可是基督徒的价值就是要服侍其他人。
To spend time with others.
是花时间在别人身上。
Give up this time, their precious time, for others.
是牺牲自我的时间来。使对方有得到益处。
And this is what Priscilla and Aquila had.
百居拉和亚居拉就是这样的心。
They centered their marriage on showing love to others.
他们的婚姻的中心就是去爱对方。
Now Paul was the same race as them. They were all Jews.
那保罗跟他们是同一族的，他们都是犹太人。
So usually it might be more natural for us to show this type of love to those who are like us.
那跟我们同国同族的人实行这样的爱心。原则上是比较容易
because you feel like this is my brother, this is my blood.
因为我们比较容易来感觉到他们是我们同血我们是弟兄姐妹。
But then here we see the churches of the Gentiles also give thanks to Priscilla and Aquila.
不过百基拉亚基拉他们是犹太人，可是外邦的众教会都感谢他们。
So our love should also be able to expand.To be shown to those who are different from us.
因此，我们的爱心应该使跟我们不同的人能够感受到主的大爱。
And it should be to a degree where even those people who are different background, they can also feel that love and give thanks for that love.
甚至到什么地步，到那一些跟我们文化背景或者是各种背景不同的人都能感受到从主耶稣来的爱。
That's the type of love that Priscilla and Aquila showed.
这就是百居拉和亚居拉所
谢谢的爱。I'm sure when they risked their necks, right, and they showed this type of love, they were doing it with a very pure motivation.
那相信他们为保罗冒自己生命的危险，他们的动机是非常良好的。
That's why Paul and these other members of the Gentile churches they were giving thanks because they could see it was a genuine type of love.
因为他们的爱心真的很真诚，很实在，所以宗教会让保罗非常感谢他们。
A genuine type of love is where we show love and we don't expect to be repaid.
真正的爱心，它是不期待任何的回报。
And that we have no expectation that the person will give us a gift back or do anything to compensate.
不期望对方能够对我们好，或者是怎样。来回报我们的爱心好意。
So this is the type of love Christians should show too.
基督徒的爱就是应当如此。
When I think back to my student years,
我回想我读书的时代。
In university and graduate school.
在读研究所并且大学的时候。
At that time, especially when I was in graduate school, I didn't have family near. Didn't live with my parents.
我读研究所的时候，我不是跟我父母住在一起。
But I remember there were many.Families in the church.
不过那时候我想起来，在教会里有许多的家庭。
They would invite the students into their home.
他们常常邀请这些学生来他们家里坐坐。
And then share dinners together.
一起用饭。
Right. Even could sleep over sometimes.
甚至请这些学生也可以住在他们家中。
And these type of love that was shown was a genuine love.
这种的爱心是非常的诚实，非常的真诚。
Because as a student, there's nothing really we have that we can repay them with.
因为当时我们身为学生，这些弟兄姐妹，我们没有任何的能力来回报这些弟兄姐妹的爱。
So even to today, I really think back with a great fondness to their love.
所以甚至到如今，我回想这些弟兄姐妹的爱，我真的是很感激。
And today, that's the type of love we should show to others.
我们今天向其他人所分享的爱也是应当这样。
Not only to those who are the same as us, but also those who have different backgrounds.
不但呢对那些是我们同族同国的弟兄姐妹，而是跟我们不同背景的也是应当如此。
Let's now read Romans chapter 16 verse 5.
现在我们请看罗马书十六章第五节。
Romans chapter 16 verse 5.
罗马书十六章第五节。
Likewise, greet the church.That is in their house.
又问在他们家中的教会安。
We already mentioned how it was a marriage in the Lord.
我们提过亚居拉和百居拉是在主内结婚。
It was a marriage centered on serving the Lord.
我们也提过他们婚姻的中心是服侍神。
And then that it was a marriage centered on showing love to others.
再过来，他们婚姻的表现是常常向别人实行爱心。
Verse 5 is the complete manifestation of these things.
第五节是这些事情的完全的彰显。
That Paul it says to greet the church that is in their house.
保罗说，请问在他们家中的教会的安。
We must remember in the early church in the apostolic times, there were the members they met in people's houses.
在使徒教会的早期，信徒是在信徒的家中聚集。
In fact, we can see in the Bible a chapel or a place to worship that was never the central part of the church.
我们可以注意到，在圣经里的教会或者是聚会点，其实不是他们信仰聚会的中心点。
Of course, today it's good to have a public place that we can gather to worship together.
当然，今天我们有一个公共的地方，我们可以一起来到这边聚集神，当然很好。
Especially because if we have a lot of people, we can't all fit in one house.
特别是因为我们如果人数像我们这边这么多，我们没办法在一个人的家来聚会。
Now, back in apostolic times, they didn't have this luxury. They had to worship in house to house.
在使徒时代，他们没有像我们今天那么良好的服侍神，还有敬拜神的场地，所以他们要在他们信徒的家中聚集。
Now, Aquila and Priscilla, they were one of the families willing to host the church.
巴基拉和亚基拉就是愿意将他们家中开为教会。
And apparently it was something that was long term or something that people knew because that's why Paul is greeting the church in their home.
那看起来这是长期永久的事情，因为众人像保罗一样知道他们家中有教会。
Right. So this is something that we also should keep in mind.
那今天我们可以来一起思想这对我们有什么意思。
In the future, when as the church expands,
在未来我们教会扩展。
Definitely, we won't have places to worship in those new places.
我们一定会把福音传到一些我们还没有教会的地区。
Right? And then we need to have church in homes.
那如果是这样，我们开始教会一定是在信徒家里开始。
We should have this willingness to open our homes to be as a place of worship.
我们应该愿意把我们家里打开来给弟兄姐妹来到我们家敬拜。
Here for Priscilla and Aquila, we're not even sure how often they met during the week.
所以巴基拉和亚基拉他们在家中的教会的情况，我们并不了解他们是一个星期一个月聚会次数多少。
I'm thinking maybe throughout the week they met multiple times.
小弟自己在想，他们说不定一个星期内聚会好几次。
And if we think about this situation today, we might think, oh, it's very inconvenient, and there's such a lack of privacy.
那如果我们想到我们今天的现况，我们可能会想到这对我们的隐私会有影响。对我们的方便也有影响。
And then maybe if there's children, then maybe they might mess things up too.
那如果有小孩来到我们家会，我们家聚会，说不定他们会破坏这个破坏那个。
But this is the type of heart Priscilla and Aquila had.
不过，巴基拉和亚基拉就是有这种心智。
And it's a full manifestation of the things we mentioned.
那这是我们之前的教导的的合一的一个完全的展
现。Actually, when we give in this way, God definitely will bless.
如果我们这样愿意为神牺牲，神一定会祝福。
Right? And then when God sees this type of sacrifice and then this harmony in the church, God is very pleased.
神看到我们这样的牺牲的心态，以及在我们家中的教会，神一定会喜悦。
During my internship time as a theological student.
在我还读神学院的实习的时候，
there were some locations where I went, and it was like this.
有一些小弟有拜访过的地点，他们就是这样。
The church met in their house.
就是在信徒中的家里有教会。
Not only on Saturday, but even Friday nights and perhaps other times during the week too.
那不只是一次星期六，星期五也有，有时候一到五也有聚会。
And again, you might think that there's lack of privacy, right?
我们可能会认为这个对我们生活隐私是有影响。
Very inconvenient.
也非常不方便。
But when I go to that particular location,
可是我到这些弟兄姐妹的家的时候
，I just feel the atmosphere is very warm.
我真的感觉这个气氛带有一个温暖的感觉。
Like really, the church is a family.
好像真的教会就是家庭。
And then the family is like a church.
家庭就是教会。
Right. And this type of serving the Lord.
这样的服侍神
this type of showing love,
这样的向弟兄姐妹分享主的爱
is something that God looks down upon and is pleased with.
是神从天上观看一定喜悦的一件事
So that everyone who goes to that location,
所以让所有到那边聚会的弟兄姐妹
they can feel that warmth,
能够感觉到主内的温暖
they can feel that love,
能够感觉到主内的爱
and they can touch God themselves.
并且能够在那边亲自的体验神。
So today we have spent much time talking about the lives of Priscilla and Aquila.
所以我们今天借着早上的查考，我们学习到百基拉和亚基拉的模范。
For those of us who are not yet married, this is a very ideal couple to aspire to.
对我们还未婚的弟兄姐妹，我们可以以百基拉和亚基拉作为我们参考很好的模范。
For those of us who are married,It's also a very great example.
对于那一些我们已经结婚的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
Both for those who are all in the Lord and those who have yet to bring their other half to the Lord.
我们如果在主内结了婚，或者是我们的配偶还没信主，也是一样可以依着他们的榜样来学。
And the goal is that we can build a strong family in the Lord.
我们今天查考这样查考的目标是。在主里能够建造健全的家庭。
A strong family is built from a strong marriage.
健全的家庭的基础是健全的婚姻。
And then strong families will build strong churches.
健全的家庭可以建造健全的教会。
And then strong churches will glorify the name of God.
健全的教会可以使神的名得荣耀。
So may the Lord continue to guide and bless our marriages and families.
愿神继续带领我们，并且带领我们的婚姻，我们的众家庭。
Let's sing hymn number 431.
请唱赞美诗431首。
Please be seated.
感谢主，请坐。
Now I would like to conclude our morning services with a prayer in the Holy Spirit.
我们以灵恩祷告来结束我们今天早上的聚会。
In our prayer, let us pray for our own faith.
祷告当中，请我们为自己的信仰代祷。
Pray for our own marriage and family.
请为我们个人的婚姻、个人的家庭来代祷。
Let's also pray for the marriage of tomorrow's newly wedded couple.
也请为我们明天将要结婚的新人代祷。
That we can together build strong churches for the Lord.
使我们大家都能够在主里面建造健全的家庭。
Also remember those who may be physically or spiritually ill.
在祷告当中，我们也请纪念那一些心灵软弱、身体欠安的弟兄姐妹。
And let's keep our holy work here in Queens in our prayers too.
也为纽约地区的圣工继续代祷。
Including the renovation work in Flushing.
包括我们的法拉盛的建堂代祷。
Let's now kneel down and pray in one accord.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。